us some weed? Why do women bleed? Can I plant my seed? There are many types of questions, and answers are all we need. But the most important question, we all agree: how will you feed? How will you feed?
How will you feed? Brought to you by
American Leak Detection and Taco Cabana.
It seems as though within the ranks of the little ticket, you know, sometimes people come, people go, and other times they move up and down the food chain. And we're seeing that happen in the case of someone near and dear to us. And we're seeing an amazing transformation. And today, we heard something from him that, honestly, I never thought I would hear from him.
No. And I'm going to have, let's have Danny read this, because it's a company-wide email sent from this man, our little buddy for so long. This is the email that he sent out company-wide, and then we'll tell you exactly who this man is.
You want to go in the reverse? You don't want to establish who he is and then read the email?
Yeah, no.
We should establish who he is first.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Let's establish how this man became who he used to be.
Right. We're speaking of our friend, the Killer.
Let's start with that. His nickname is Killer.
It's not even a nickname. That's his name. No one has ever had a name like that that so many people call him by.
Right.
He's the Killer.
Yeah.
Now, when he first joined us, which was many, many years ago, pre-2008 for sure, I'm not sure how long he's been around.
About 12 years, I think.
But, well, thank you, Tony. He was a guy who came up, who came out with us and would, you know, engineer our road shows and stuff like that. And also, we really got to know him because he went on some road trips with us. In fact, for a while there, he was pretty much our go-to guy as far as going on the road and hooking us up and everything. And as such, he would hang out with us, and we got to know him very, very well.
Yeah. And it seems like in the last couple of years, everything has changed for the Killer.
It's been in the last few weeks.
Well, no, I mean, you have to understand, too, the girlfriend that's turned into the fiancé, and the weight loss. Yep. And I mean, it's all led to this.
Killer used to be a big bear that was hell-bent on consumption.
Yes. He was a consumer.
He would drink a lot. He, at one point, took up a challenge to eat a raw piece of steak for like $5.
Yeah.
I mean, his nickname's the Killer. He'll throw up out the window of a car. He'll eat raw meat for nothing.
No, I gotta go poop.
He was also the man that would go up to women out in California and tell them, I'm Killer, I'm from Texas, and I like to FB, and he's not referring to Facebook.
Right.
The guy would say anything to anybody.
Yeah, for a buck. All right, read the email, and then I want to get into further what Killer used to be.
So we received this, not from Killer, but from Jason.
Which is his real name.
Yeah. And it goes like this. Staff. As we enter a busy time of year, part-time employees should be mindful of their workload. If you're approaching 29 hours a week, please let Sean, myself, or Jeff know the situation. On your shifts, be it on board, ticker, producing, or reporting, you may include 1 hour before prep and up to 2 hours after for editing or whatever needs to be done. If you do have to go over 30 hours, be sure to clear it with Jeff. This is the best sentence. Reporters. When you're out covering a game, attending a press conference, or simply chasing tape, be mindful of your appearance and your conduct. Remember, you are representing the ticket and yourselves.
And yourselves.
So here we have instructions on how to conduct yourself behaviorally and appearance-wise.
Yes.
From the man who ate raw steak for $5.
Yes.
Right. From the man who more than once has made us pull over to the side of the road on the way back from some nocturnal adventure.
Right.
So he could let a few things out.
Yes. In two different states that weren't Texas,
yes,
he's done this. California and Florida. I'll never forget the time in Florida as we're driving home, me and you are, and having a nice conversation and just BSing and killers in the back seat. And he, as he will do, or did, consumed a massive amount of alcohol in a very short time. And
we start to notice we haven't heard anything from him.
Yeah.
It's just us talking.
And we're talking, you know, and all of a sudden I can just hear this noise in the back going, "Guys, guys." Yeah, killer.
"What's up, dude?
Can you pull over?" "Well, yeah, we can pull over. What's going on?" "I have to throw up." "Oh, okay, well, speak up. Come on." "Well, I didn't want to bother you. You're having such a swell time up there." It's like, killer, yes, we'll pull over for you. Same thing in California, going right up the 101 to Oxnard.
I mean, he's trying to man up and hold his vomit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because which is admirable, but...
That's what the killer would do.
Yeah, that's what he would do.
It's the man also whose favorite film is Beer Fest, a festival of beer.
Yes.
And it's also the man who was so intent on making his way as an air personality that he started two podcasts. One with some girl called Casey Killer and a six-pack, I believe.
More beer.
Yes, and the other called Bear Stew.
And now he got a promotion.
Yes, now when we see him, he's wearing, at the very least, pants, if not flat-out slacks.
Oh, he's wearing slacks now.
He's wearing polo shirts tucked in to slacks.
Yes. You know what he had on today? A nice peach polo.
Yes.
Peach! This is the killer!
Where is he, Corby?
Men...
Tell me he's not gone.
Men around the country would kill for that nickname alone.
Yes.
He is known as the killer.
And now he seems to be shunning it.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know him anymore.
And I don't know if you were in the back seat of the car. I don't think you were at training camp and hearing that man talk to his fiance. Oh, my God.
This was a man that almost once drug something out of the Playboy Mansion.
He did. He did. But to hear the...
Oh, dear.
"Dear, yeah, I'll call you. I promise. I'm only going in... No, I've had no beers tonight. No, no. Well, maybe one, but I didn't buy it. Corby bought it for... Well, dear, yeah, honey, yeah, I'm not driving. No, no, I'll call you. It won't be too late. No, we won't stay out. I promise you, it's a two-beer limit, just like our deal says."
Gay man.
Oh, God.
He's got his own little office now.
Oh, yeah. He's got a cute little office with a plant.
Yeah, he's got a plant in his office that he shares with Smokey.
He's gone corporate. Oh. He's been domesticated.
And look at this signature on his email. Jason Kellison, program coordinator, 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket, remote coordinator, Cumulus Media, Dallas.
No, no. It should say...
The killer.
That's it.
Oh, and he has an office and a cell number. Killer, what happened?
Oh, my.
Let's all remember, too, you're not only representing Cumulus, but yourselves.
Yes. So watch your appearance while you're out there.
Yeah. Thanks, Jason.
Killer.
Oh, killer. Will we ever get him back?
No! Oh, my God, he's so far on the other side now.
He's the
killer
man.
Killer is lost.
He's the man now.
He is... Jason.
Jason the man.
All this time, I thought he was my friend.
No, no, not only...
I thought I could count on him through thick and thin, Corby.
Not only is he not your friend, there may come a day here in the future where you get pulled into that office with the plant and maybe a picture of his girlfriend and him say, Mike, you're fired.
We're not renewing your contract,
yeah.
Mike.
Damn it, killer!
Oh, man. What does the world come to, Michael?
I don't know. I want killer back.
You'll never get him back.
I'll never get him back. Damn. That was a good man, Corby.